The round of grants is part of more than $4 million set aside in the state budget to spur internet providers to expand higher speed coverage in rural areas. The grants are essentially matching funds for projects spearheaded by public and private entities like school districts, local governments, hospitals, and businesses. Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish awarded one of the grants in Eau Claire. She says if the partners can show where broadband is needed and provide a plan to cover an area, the grant helps give it the final push.
And then government kind of steps in to help out, to go the one step further in order to make things happen.
Last year, the Department of Administration refused a $23 million federal grant for expanding broadband, saying there were too many strings attached. Also, in his budget, Governor Walker forced the UW system to cut ties with a nonprofit internet provider called WISNET. Clayfish says a public-private partnership is a more balanced approach.
The more private sector players that we get on board in Wisconsin, the better off we are. We don't believe in simply government building everything.
In Eau Claire, five organizations, including the county, two hospitals, and a regional consortium, won a grant for $140,000 to run fiber optic lines to a new high-speed wireless transmitter that is expected to serve around 1,200 people. When compared with other states, Wisconsin ranks 13th in average broadband speed, according to internet research firm Akamai. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.